time to welcome Jane Strong back to Robinhood Radio. Jane, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Jane, of course, I always equate with the Equus Effect to you right off the bat. You are the founding member of the Equus Effect, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, and it actually is me.
That's
all I do.
where you stand now with the Equus Effect, where you were, five, six, 7 years ago, it really is an amazing growth and difference about how time and hard work pays off.
Yes, indeed, you know that well.
So now you're into your sixth year, and you really now are pretty widely accepted. For people that really don't know, if there's some people out there that don't know, explain what the Equus Effect does.
Well, we work with horses and veterans. That's our primary, that's the primary population we serve. And what we do is we help vets who are from all eras, Vietnam, and there are some other conflicts, Bosnia and places in between that and the post 9/11 vets who we see, and certainly the post 9/11 vets we see from Iraq and Afghanistan who are coming home, and I would say probably having trouble is the best way to describe it, having trouble coming home, having trouble readjusting to civilian life, and some of them have post-traumatic stress. Some of them have this kind of a new term called moral injury, where you just kind of can't make peace with yourself about what things that happened and things that you did or saw. And we help them settle down through the horses, because horses are really good at that, and they're sensitive to how we come across. Their heart rate is about half of ours, so when we interact with them, it's kind of natural that after we get over the initial fear of them or concern about them because they're bigger than we are, that the vets start to settle down and feel that they can actually handle things in life that have been difficult for them. So that's what we do.
And you finally have achieved that wide acceptance from the likes of the veterans organizations as well, right?
That's right. And in fact, last year, the head of psychology at the VA in West Haven, which is a big one in Connecticut, that's one of three PTSD research centers across the country, got wind of what we were doing and was hearing from clinicians at the VA and vets themselves that they felt a whole lot more, calm and more able to just navigate civilian life with more grace and more dignity and more feeling of being able to do things that they didn't think they could do. So anyway, he got wind of this, and he was very, very interested. So he came up to see what we were doing, and he said, "I see what's happening here." He said, "This is mindfulness. This is presence. This is a sense of groundedness and capacity that he noticed in the vets, and also the people at the VA who the vets are working with, including primary care physicians who were noticing that chronic pain issues were abating or at least not getting as much in the way of what the vets were trying to do. Everything seemed to be changing for the better, so he decided to get a grant for us. And it's for research. So he's got a two-year research grant in order to see what the actual effect of the Equus is. And so that's what he's doing, and the research will start next year.
Amazing. That's an amazing journey for the Equus Effect and for the vets themselves, for a treatment without treatment, if you know what I mean. It's amazing how something so removed from treatment can be the treatment that really triggers something.
Yeah. I think what happens is that, you know, the vets are we only see vets who are willing to talk to someone or work with a clinician or a therapist or somebody to change. They have to have said, you know, "I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm really frustrated. I'm really on the edge of not wanting to live anymore. I want to do some work to change." And so we see ourselves as sort of a complement to what they do at the VA or the vet centers or wherever they go for help to change the way they're feeling and the way they're acting. And so we really complement that and help them feel the experience of change in their bodies and in their actual real time right now. We give them a chance to do something different or to react differently to things and to, you know, deal with frustration and anger and upset in a different way. And if you actually behave in a different way, your body kind of remembers that, and then you're ready to move on to some other things.
The Equus Effect. So, and if you're out there listening and you want more information on the web, theequuseffect.org. But now let's get to an event that is coming up for you on September 7th, right here in Sharon at 6:30. This is a fundraiser which has a lot of great components to it.
Yeah, we've got we're going to have the dinner is going to be catered by this organization called the Swell Party, and they do a big open fire grilling and serve the food on planks. So that should be a show in itself. And we're also having a silent auction with some very cool things, experiences, and an apartment in Venice and a bunch of golf things at pretty interesting golf courses and other stuff in the silent auction that nobody's told me about yet. So it's going to be a surprise. But then we're also going to honor Roxana Robinson, who wrote a book in 2013, I believe it was published, and I read it in my research of trying to understand how veterans see the world. And she wrote this book that was a novel, but it was the most extraordinary description of the inner landscape of a veteran returning. And he was an officer, a Marine. He'd gone to Williams College and studied the classics and came home and decided that he wanted to join the military, much to his parents' surprise. So he went to Iraq and came home, and it's a story of that journey for him. But it's an exquisite description of the inner landscape and the conflicts that a vet feels inside as he or she tries to, say, go back to school or come back home and be with his girlfriend. And just it was so meaningful to me that I decided this year we would honor Roxana for that book Sparta and let her read some passages that are particularly meaningful to me and I think meaningful to the vets. So she's going to do that, and then we're going to have a video that we just created this year that's going to talk some more about what we do and have the vets speak for themselves about how this has impacted their lives. So,
and you also have the Joint Chiefs there.
That's right.
That's and now this is once again coming up on September 7th at 6:30 at the Equus Effect Drum Road in Sharon. Now, can people get tickets online?
Yeah, we have our website has an event page, and people can just take a look at the description that's on the web about the event, and also sign up for tickets and do it that way. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
So once again, the Equus Effect, and once you get to their webpage under events, and just click and scroll through that. So now really take a look at the growth of the Equus Effect. Is there anything different now that you've gotten so much acceptance from when you first started this? I mean, did this seem like a long shot when you first started it, and now, wow, it's gone beyond my expectations.
When I first met you, it was still an idea.
Yeah.
I had a couple of horses here, but I had no. The VA took 4 years to send any vets to us, and once they did, we went from 21 vets in 2013 to we see over 258 this year. And I would say that the biggest change to me, we haven't changed the curriculum at all. It's actually, it's just exactly as it has been. But what I think has changed is that we've been training new facilitators in different parts of the country. And I think the VA is going to want us to train a lot more reached a lot more places because we have to go where the vets are. So what I'm facing and what we're all facing on our team is to be able to train a whole bunch of people the second year that this research is happening in order for the program to roll out nationally after that. And, you know, then we rely completely on private contributions now, but I hope that if this research yields what I think it's going to, that the vets are developing capacities to deal with civilian life that will have to be a national program that the VA will sanction and maybe just fund. Be really nice. So that's a big deal. That's a big change for us to be very, very local to having to expand like that.
Jane, congratulations. And once again, theequiseffect.com on the web. More information for those of you who want that, and also more information on how to attend a fundraiser. Jane, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Marshall.
Jane Strong, once again, The Equus Effect here on Robin Hood Radio.